So Coffee Mama Jumba roaming around the cafe culture, Olympia, Kensington. And one thing that caught my eye again, there's a little village. This time it's actually new this year. There's an artisan food trail. Quite a few little stands, all very, artisanal kind of touch to it. Boxes all in wood. But what caught my eye really was Doisy and Dam. Not only the name, but, you know, the cocoa bean is a cousin to the coffee bean. And I'm into coffee, as you know. Coffee Mama Jumba reports on all things to do with coffee. And I met the owner and the brains behind Doisy and Dam, Edgar Smith. Tell me more about your company.
We've been around for about 6 months. And we're just trying to grow very slowly. We're in about 40 stores in London at the moment. And we're trying to combine the health benefits of superfoods with the delicious taste of dark chocolate. And that's what we've done so far. We've got 4 flavours, and we use ingredients like goji berries, mulberries, hemp seed, chia seeds, raw cacao. And we all our bars are gluten-free and soy-free and dairy-free. But they taste absolutely delicious.
They do. I can vouch for that because I've had, which one have I had? The purpley one.
You had the mulberry chia seeds and spirulina.
I had, yeah. And you asked me kindly before whether I knew what spirulina was. I know all the benefits of spirulina. I will also say spirulina by itself doesn't taste too great.
It's an acquired taste.
It's an acquired taste, but the benefits, the health benefits kind of speak for themselves.
They're insane. It's really high in protein and it's a really good all-round protein as well. So you could literally eat spirulina on its own for the rest of your life and be a healthy person.
Absolutely, yeah. And especially the ones from Hawaii.
Exactly.
Which ones do you use?
We use ours. We get ours from China.
In China. Yeah. Oh, okay. Second best. Never mind. And the mulberries, where are they from?
The mulberries are also from China.
Okay, okay. Now, also only as of late, and I have found out that there are 2 types of mulberries, white ones and red ones.
And yeah.
Well, yeah? Or are there more? Black or red. Yeah. Yeah.
And
so you use
white ones.
White ones.
They are supremely delicious. They are a really nice, they're great for like snacking. They're like they're sweet, but they're not too sweet, and they're very good for you, and you can't really eat too many of them. A little bit sugary, but other than that, they're really good for you.
Now, goji berries, you've also got, now I think goji berries, and a lot of people know the benefits of goji berries, and there are chocolates with goji berries out on the market. That's not a secret.
There are some inferior chocolates with goji berries.
I like your approach and your self-belief, which is great. So what gave you the idea to start Doisy and Dam?
Doisy and Dam.
Doisy, sorry.
Don't worry, it's quite hard to pronounce. me and my co-founder, who has actually disappeared because he's a slacker, we are both foodies, we're both super foodies, and we were disappointed at the lack of really delicious tasting healthy food on the market. And so we wanted to combine our love of superfoods and our love of food into something that can be absolutely delicious but also be the best it can be for you. So we don't want to say that we're making healthy chocolate because that's a bit of an oxymoron. And we want to be making chocolate that's just as good, if not better, than its competitors. But it's better for you, so it's a more sensible choice.
Mm. So if you say kind of it's an oxymoron to say that chocolate's good for you or bad for you, I would disagree because, you know, the cacao is actually a very, very good product.
It is, but if you
It's the sugar that you put into it.
And it's also milk chocolate.
Yes, exactly.
Dark chocolate is not inherently a bad thing. In fact, it's a good thing. It's very high in antioxidants. And if you eat it in moderation, like with most things, it is very good for you. We're not suggesting that you could eat a kilo of our chocolate and you'll be very, very healthy. But something you can eat in moderation. When it's dark, it can be very healthy for you.
Absolutely, yeah. So where are you based?
We're based in London. We make everything in Norfolk. Everything's handmade in the UK. We do all the packaging. Everything comes from the UK. And we, at the moment, we're selling in London only, because we're quite small at the moment. We're looking to increase our distribution.
So where would you sell? Would you sell to independent kind of Whole Foods sales?
Yeah, we've got a lot of independent Whole Foods stores. We've got some fine food delis, some health food stores. One of our biggest... this is my co-founder here, Richard.
I can tell the glasses.
We wanted to match.
Are you brothers?
No, we're not, actually.
You're not brothers. Okay. He's doing a good job, by the way. He's just telling me all about it, and I've tasted some, and it's delicious. Yeah. Doisy and Dam.
Yeah,
I got it this time. What was I going to say to you? Yes, so...
Where do we sell?
Yes.
We sell, like I said, fine food delis, health food stores, independent stores. We're hopefully going to be in a few small chains in the next couple of weeks. We're just working on that.
Like who? Nature Intended?
Not everything signed yet, so I won't say.
Right. Don't worry. Yeah. But supermarkets?
Not supermarkets, not really, no. In sort of independent
stores. That's not your market, really, yeah.
No.
Okay. So tell me a bit about the colours and the name.
The
name, what does the name mean?
The
Where
name,
does it originate from?
It comes from two scientists who won the Nobel Prize in 1952 for nutritional science. They developed, or discovered, sorry, vitamin K, which is, you know, it's given to babies when they're born, anticoagulation thing. And as a result of that, a lot of the, there's a lot more work into nutritional science. And we thought that was an appropriate name for something that's trying to sort of be nutrition forward.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you've really kind of studied your craft and your...
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Proper.
Yeah, absolutely. You're quite young. How old are you?
I'm 25.
And your partner?
He's 26.
Wow. So, I mean, where did this idea... I mean, I know you told me the idea behind the idea, but what was it? Were you, I don't know, swimming or walking or having a bath or having a shower? How did that inspiration come about?
We've been friends for 23 years.
Uh-huh.
And we've always wanted to start a business since we left. We went to school together as well.
Okay.
And we've always wanted to start a business. And so we were always looking for an idea. And we discovered it was a little bit futile looking for an idea for something. So we waited until we cared about something. And this happened to be something that we cared about. He was working in the city in London, and I was working in marketing in America.
Okay.
And we realized that as this is something that we love, we think we could be better at it than something that we just come up with. So I moved back to England, and about 7-8 months ago, we started the business.
Brainstorming and just getting it together.
Yep.
So where do you source your individual ingredients from?
Pretty painstakingly from, we have one agent who deals with our chocolate, and then all the ingredients come from loads of different sources around.
Are you organic, I wanted to ask
yes,
you.
Yes, we are. Certified
all organic. The ingredients are organic.
All the ingredients are organic.
Okay, that's important nowadays and age, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, a lot of people, I mean, there are downsides and upsides to being organic. It means that bars are a little bit more expensive. Not everybody agrees with the long-term efficacy of organic food, but for those who do, ours is organic, and... it's more than anything a real pain in the ass to source organic organic ingredients.
It is.
Yeah. You have to go very far, especially goji berries. They're a real pain.
Okay. But it pays
it does.
In the long run. Yeah.
It does.
Where do you see yourself going? Because you're a very young company. You're doing extremely well from what you've told me. Where do you see yourself going?
We want to... I want to be able to buy my chocolate wherever I go in the UK. That's
wow.
our aim.
In the UK.
Yeah.
Well, start small.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then going forward, we don't know. We want to actually expand our range into other foods, because the real concept and the drive behind our brand is combining the health benefits of superfoods with delicious foods, with delicious luxury treats. So we want to use that... concept and apply it to different foods.
All right.
We've got a couple ones in mind. We're doing a lot of stuff in the kitchen at the moment, and hopefully in the next couple.
So is your home a little lab?
It's a very dirty kitchen. is what it is.
All right. Well, that's great. I mean, I've really enjoyed kind of stopping by and meeting you, and I wish you all the best. I can see that there's a lot of appeal behind it, and I'm very health conscious myself. I love coffee, and I love the cousin of a coffee bean, which is the cacao bean. So
great to have with coffee as well.
It is, yeah. So maybe, just maybe, you can give me one or two little bars to take home at Coffee Mama Jumbo's HQ and report more about it.
I think only because you're recording it, and I'd sound really bad if I didn't.
I played my cards right there. All right, this is Coffee Mama Jumbo, by no means signing out of coffee culture, but saying hello, goodbye, and well done to Edward Smith and his partner, whose name is?
Richard Wilkinson.
Richard Wilkinson. Great, we got him in as well.